From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. In the fifth day of mass protests in Egypt, some changes by President Hosni Mubarak. He's appointed a vice president, the first time anyone's been in that role in the 30 years he's been running the country. But the move did little to quell demonstrators who, as NPR's Saraya Sahardi-Nelson reports, are also expressing anger with the United States.
There is a lot of anti-American sentiment out there. We had a number of people who refused to speak to us because we are American journalists. They are very angry. They feel Mr. Obama's statement last night was too little too late, and that America has backed Hosni Mubarak too long, even now when the people are standing up against him.
NPR's Saraya Sahardi-Nelson reporting from Cairo. Tanks and armored personnel carriers are fanning across the capital city. Dozens of people have died since protests started Tuesday. Gangs are setting fires and looting shops and homes. Egyptian Americans and others rallied in several U.S. cities today to demonstrate their support for the uprising against Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
Unlike the protests in Egypt, those in the U.S. were peaceful, largely a show of solidarity with those attempting to force Mubarak from office. Several hundred people gathered outside United Nations headquarters in New York. Several hundred more rallied in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and outside the Egyptian embassy in Washington. The protesters waved Egyptian flags and carried signs of support, such as "Egypt, we hear you." They also said they want to keep pressure on the U.S. government to back the popular uprising. The White House said President Obama met with his security team Saturday afternoon and that he reiterated his support for political reform in Egypt and his opposition to violence. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Alpha Natural Resources says it's buying Massey Energy in a deal worth $8.5 billion. Massey is still under federal scrutiny after an explosion killed 29 workers at one of its mines in West Virginia. The merger combines two of the biggest names in the Appalachian coal business. President Obama continues to talk up innovation as a way to help the country's unemployment problem. In his weekly address today, he calls on the business community to work on new technologies. On Tuesday, Mr. Obama will take that message to Pennsylvania State University, where he's set to meet with technology business leaders. In the Republican address, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says big government is what's blocking job creation. NATO says two of its service members have been killed in a roadside bomb attack in southern Afghanistan. So far this month, 29 coalition troops have been killed. At least 20 of them have been Americans. Earlier today, a suicide bomber killed the deputy governor of Kandahar province. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. No response yet from Pakistan to U.S. demands for the release of a diplomat. He was arrested in the shooting deaths of two Pakistanis on Thursday. The U.S. says the diplomat qualifies for immunity from prosecution and is being held illegally. Prosecutors in Pakistan want to try him for murder, even though police have said the dead men were armed and appeared to be robbers. The U.N. Refugee Agency is appealing for $280 million to assist some 200,000 Iraqi refugees, most of whom are living in Syria and Jordan. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the majority of the Iraqi refugees fled there more than 3 years ago.
The UN Refugee Agency says Iraqi refugees aren't allowed to work in Syria. Most of their savings have run out, and they're almost entirely dependent on assistance. Spokeswoman Sabella Wilkes says female-headed households are particularly vulnerable.
These women are not able to go and search for work. Their children are more likely not to be attending school. And some of the worst consequences of the poverty that we see, child labor and early marriage.
Wilkes says in some cases, families are so desperate they even push their girls into prostitution. She says money from the appeal will provide the refugees with the most basic needs, including food, rent, and education. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The Wall Street Journal says some history buffs are trying to bring a full-size replica of an ancient Greek warship to New York. The ship was built in 1987 and is the same kind the Greeks used in 480 BC in their war against invading Persians. It would cost $3 million to bring it to New York. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News.